This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is election result time, and there's some big election results in. A lot of them swinging the way of the Democrats. Joining us right from the get-go, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hi, Ellen.
Well, thank you so much. So I think the biggest news, of course, is what happened in Virginia. A lot of people felt that the Republican, who was also head of the Republican National Committee, as is the current governor, was head of the Democratic National Committee, would win, Ed Gillespie, but he lost to Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who is now the governor, 53.9% to 45%.
Wow.
I mean, that is really quite a huge loss. There was apparently a surge in turnout at the very end, and then Trump did not make things easier for himself or for anybody else in his party by saying, Ed Gillespie worked hard, but he did not embrace me or what I stood for. Not pretty. Also, there were 14 seats that were flipped from Republican to Democrat in the state house. So Virginia really turned out, although, of course, Hillary Clinton had won the state, but turned out in that kind of way, in a major way. Also, in New Jersey, now, as you know, Chris Christie was one of the most non-respected governors going, even though he was head of President Trump's opioid commission. But as you remember, there was this Bridgegate where he supposedly knew that they were not going to, they were making traffic go very, very slowly over the George Washington Bridge, et cetera. And two of his people testified, not in a pretty situation, although they have not charged him with anything, but it still was not a very nice situation. Anyhow, in New Jersey, Philip Murphy, who was the Democrat, got 55.7% of the vote, as opposed to the lieutenant governor, a woman, she got 42.4% of the vote. So again, a huge loss for the Republicans there. Now, in Maine, they have a Republican governor. He voted he actually vetoed five times the state expanding Medicare. It's the 32nd state now that has expanded Medicare. They voted against his viewpoint, and so now they will expand Medicaid. Did I say Medicare? I meant Medicaid.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
So that's huge.
Now, also in my state, the great state of Ohio, they wanted to limit drug costs to what the Veterans Administration pays. They have a no vote of 79.5% as opposed to a yes vote of 20.5%. However, the drug companies spent $49 million in ads. $49 million. I can't even tell you how many goats that would buy in South Sudan.
Boy, no kidding. Wow, and the emphasis on that amount of money, and then look what happens.
Exactly.
This is, again, as I set it up and then you knocked it down for us, that's a couple of examples, but this is a big win for the Democrats. Is this some tea leaves we can read here into what can happen in the next couple of years?
It may be some tea leaves. However, I do want to say that in one state, it is in Utah, where there was this is for the House, and a seat vacated by Jason Chaffetz, there was a special election, and John Curtis, the Republican, won against a physician, Kathy Allen. So, of course, Utah is a Republican state. However, that is kind of interesting what happened on that front. Bill de Blasio was returned to be mayor of New York City, so he'll get another 4 years there. There is a constitutional convention. I was just in New York State this weekend, and everywhere, vote no on constitutional convention. Apparently, in the New York Constitution, they have to bring up whether there should be a constitutional convention every 20 years. So they did. It does. The final votes are not in 30% reporting, but however, 50% percentage points were voting for not having a constitutional convention. However, corrupt politicians will be stripped of their pensions.
Wow. So lots and lots of news. And, you know, there's so much. We could go also deeper into different counties and different states. I mean, so much info. But even before I jumped on the air, Ellen, Andy, who is our technical director here, told me that St. Paul elected its first African-American mayor. And that, so that
right.
was big news.
I haven't gone into the mayor elections because there's quite a few of those around the country, actually.
Yeah, and I'm sure there could be some flips there. So it's interesting if we see some kind of a trend, and I guess it also depends on state by state. And so it was actually a pretty big, especially Virginia, it was a pretty
the
big
Democrats
day.
The Democrats were really sweating Virginia, but they pulled it out, and that does not do well for Trump. Although, again, Trump tweeted something very different, thinking that had Ed Gillespie accepted his agenda, he would have won. But the ads, that, and everybody used to think in Washington, D.C., that Ed Gillespie was a very nice guy, but he ran some nasty ads.
Yeah, and I guess the tolerance for nasty ads, maybe that's changed.
Right. Well, people don't tolerate so much of that anymore, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Ellen Ratner, always terrific to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So as you heard Ellen say, a big switch in Virginia. The Democrat wins the Virginia governor race in a big blow to Trump. And as she explained about Gillespie with a lot of negative ads and then that late surge at the polls. So some of the takeaways, I suppose, from this election day would include that there's a little bit of a blue wave happening. Democrats won races that were bigger and smaller, New Jersey and Virginia, those governorships we talked about there, that obviously the lack of having Donald Trump back you and really push it certainly didn't necessarily help. It depended on what area of the country that you were in, or how people viewed it anyway. And I would say the other big thing is that, you know, if you look at the Democrats, what happened is that Biden was out there. You had Biden out there maybe helping a few people, but Biden was also out of any of these races, out of office, obviously, and Barack Obama was out of office. So for people that were tying Democratic themes to those two, they weren't tied to them any longer because they weren't part of this election process. Coming up on the flip side, oh no, Twitter, 280 characters, yikes. Halloween trick-or-treat candy, is it fattening or does it have zero calories? We're going to talk to the other half on the other side next here on America Tonight.
Say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with deep blue eyes.
The current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Speaking of the other, the other joins me now in our plush studios. That would be my husband, Paul. And Paul, this was I always say this, it feels like, before you come on the air, but this was a really interesting week. An interesting week in a lot of senses, because there's a couple of new things that have happened, like in the world. Twitter went from 140 characters to 280. In one way, I think it's kind of a bummer to get people to have to shorten their sentences and figure out what it means when somebody writes for or the letter U or whatever shortcuts they write. I think it was I think it was probably a good thing, because some are too verbose with social media. What do you think?
Sounds like bad news to me.
Bad news. Have you ever tweeted?
I have tweeted,
but I don't see you on Twitter very much anymore. Are you boycotting it, or you're not? You're kind of boycotting social media a little bit.
Yeah, I don't do social media very much.
And why is that?
Just because. It doesn't make me feel good.
You mean because of all the nastiness that people are serving up out there a little bit?
Yeah. It's more of a time waster and makes you feel negative.
Well, thank you very much, motivational man. It's a time waster. It can be a time waster, you're right. It's in some ways, if it's limited, you can catch up with people or somebody can make an announcement, but the problem is that a lot of people delve into it for too many hours and then they get sucked into it, and it takes up half the day, right?
Yeah, if you're a political person, it's not the place to be.
That's true. If you like political news, it's not the place to be, in a way, because Then you wade through all the opinions, and it's crazy. So now 280 characters. We'll see if it increases the popularity. I think it doesn't really have much of an effect. It just means that people aren't going to have to search for those ways to shorten what they say and come up with those clever hooks.
Absolutely.
So instead of that time waster, you and I, when I'm completely exhausted especially, we decide we're going to binge. We're bingers. Not on food, because actually we're doing pretty good in that department, but bingers occasionally on series. And one of our favorites is back. In fact, Ghostbusters was heavily part of the theme of this, one of the episodes we just saw. Stranger Things is back.
Yeah, we just ended up watching the Pollywog episode.
I love this song. Strange in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Ghostbusters, right?
I suppose so.
Okay, so we won't give it away, but Ghostbusters, they did play the theme, and they did this whole trick-or-treating thing. I like Stranger Things, obviously, so do you. You watched it before me, and I just couldn't get into it. And then my nephew kept talking about it, and I think my brother did, and you watched it. So I decided, when I have pockets of time, which is I have so much of it, I decided to watch it, and it is clever. And what I like about it, for people listening, is it's a throwback to the 70s and really 80s. Mid-80s, they're playing the music, the way they have the sets, the hairstyles, everything. It's pretty dead on, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I think it's pretty fun. Andy, you're there. You watch Stranger Things, too, and you said you've already watched all of season two.
Yeah, that's how us younger folk watch it all at once.
Yeah, binging. So you don't have any commercials. You can just watch it. And why do you think and obviously we have that in common with you. Why do you think binging is so popular?
I don't know. Maybe we prefer it over other things.
Well, prefer it over things, other things you can do. I think it's that you get hooked and you want to see the next episode. If it's something you like, you get hooked. It's almost like the soap opera theory that people used to watch soap operas, especially women, obviously, was the big demographic during the day. They would get hooked in, but they would have to wait till the next day. And then the next day and the next day, and especially way back when they couldn't even DVR it or whatever. So it is the thing of the hook is there and you keep watching it, and you just know it's a verb, binging. You're going to binge on whatever it is that you like. And Paulie, you and I have done that several times. We did that with West Wing. We did that with The Wire.
Yes, we did. Your point being?
That we agree with Andy. We don't necessarily know the reason why. I think it's because you don't, like for you and I, we don't watch anything, and then poof, I'm whipped and we watch something.
Yeah, because if it's something good, you want to watch it, you want to keep watching.
You want to keep watching. All right, so Thanksgiving is almost here, and we've got family in Tampa, and so we're going to go and take a trip to Florida. And the last time you and I were on a trip together was probably about maybe a year ago, right? Was it a year ago? And you know what's tricky about Florida? They say in Texas, just wait 15 minutes, and if you don't like the weather, it'll change. But I think Florida can be that way. But don't you think the weather there is kind of tricky?
Sometimes.
Why?
Well, the year we were there when it was freezing cold and we brought nothing but shorts, that wasn't very pleasant.
No, that was brutal. Oh, you mean we're not going to get tan this time around? We're not going to go to a beach? You mean that this is the weather we could have found in New Jersey? Wow, welcome to Florida. And that was bad, too, because you're right. We had just warm weather clothes, and they were having a citrus problem because the oranges were freezing.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Because it was cold.
So what do you hope to do this time around?
I'm going to paddle the kayak, and maybe do some fishing.
Fishing? What is it about fishing you like?
I don't know. Fish.
You don't like fish. You are not out there catching fish so you can cook fish.
True.
You just like fishing, I think. That's what it is. But here's what's going to be tricky is fishing off of a kayak. Have you ever fished off a kayak?
I have not.
And I think that could be a little bit different than when you're on a bigger boat.
We shall see.
We shall see. I like how you say that. So what else is going on? What else is going on is that the countdown, I said this last week, to Christmas is on. You already see, we saw this weeks ago, even before Halloween. There's Christmas decorations and Christmas things for sale. I don't know, too soon? Do you think it's too soon? Is it ever too soon for Christmas?
Once the weather starts getting cold, I think it's okay.
I disagree. I think it's too soon. I loved it when it was more last minute. I liked it growing up when you knew you watched the Macy's parade. Oh, there's Santa Claus. He gets out of the sleigh. Boom. He goes into the store at Macy's because, of course, that's the only real Santa. And that was it. That was the start officially of Christmas. And then people started to load up on gifts and all that kind of stuff. And now it just feels so, I mean, it's the same old thing that you've heard forever. Oh, it's so commercialized. I don't think I'm so much offended by that. I'm just tired of it. I'm weary of starting things so early.
Yeah, you do a lot of shopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are no more malls, but I run to the invisible ones. Pretty much everybody does online shopping now, don't they?
Pretty much.
And so if when you get a box from Amazon, you just know that your friends just go on Amazon and order you something and poof, that's it. It's almost like, though, you have no excuse not to get a gift because Amazon delivers, you know, within days, right?
2 days, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, which is, that doesn't leave you a lot of wiggle room to say, oh, I forgot, or it's on the way, or any of that. I guess every generation says they miss certain things, but in watching Stranger Things, there is something I think I miss. And I like technology and I dislike it at the same time, because I think we were freer with our time when we didn't have technology. What do you think?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right, because if you wanted to get in touch with somebody, you had to wait. You had to go home and you had an answering machine that you had to check or whatever. You had to go see them.
Yeah, and everybody had to participate.
There you go. Everybody had to participate. All right, thank you, Paulie, for participating. Coming up next, Sharon Miller from Bank of America joins us again. Interesting new conversation with Sharon about some of what's going on with the bank. Hang with us.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Sharon Miller joins us here on Forbes Books at Bedtime. Always a pleasure to chat with her. She's the managing director, head of small business for Bank of America. And this time around, we're going to talk about women business owners. We're going to put the spotlight there. So, Sharon, thanks again for popping back on. And tell us about this study that you've done.
Well, thanks, Kate, for having me. It's always great to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity. We have conducted our second annual survey of women business owners, and, of course, we've been surveying clients for the past 5 years. But this one specifically focuses on women, and at Bank of America, we've been helping clients for the last 200 years, as you know. But this particular survey really tells us that there is a transformation happening in business, and women are at the forefront of this transformation. So it is very, very powerful, and we see the outlook of women very, very optimistic as compared to our male counterparts.
You know, it's interesting, Sharon. There's so many studies now and so much anecdotal evidence that shows that when women have a more equal balance in the boardroom, for instance, in the C-suite and in other parts of business, that businesses benefit. And so it sounds like what you're telling us from the B of A Women Business Owner Spotlight is that women, too, are very in tune with that and really looking forward to the future.
They absolutely are. I mean, according to Forbes, 6.4% of women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. And so when we ask the question of women, you know, where do you see the outlook over the next 20 years? The resounding answer was, we see men and women equal in the C-suite. And that is a huge jump when you think about 6.4% today to a 50-50 split. That is powerful. I have a daughter myself, and when I think about her and all the opportunities that are in front of her, not only with, you know, the chance to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but, you know, hey, getting into the stem cells, doing anything she wants to do, if you put your mind to it, there's going to be the opportunity to do that, and we're going to see even more of that over the next 20 years.
Sharon, what do you attribute that change that we're all of a sudden seeing? I've done a lot of research on women getting on boards, and the number was dismally low, and I've talked to a lot of CEOs about wanting to have more women on boards, more women in the C-suite, but they said a lot of times they just couldn't find the right women. Is that changing, or are more women supporting each other? How's that happening?
Well, I think more women are supporting each other, and, you know, it's important that we all stay together and support one another. And, you know, at Bank of America, our board consists of 30% women. Our management team, 40% women. So as far as the corporation that I work for the last 20-plus years, we have seen women leading the company, and I think that bodes well for the success that we've had. And our CEO believes firmly that the more diversity we have, not only with gender, but with different thoughts, ethnicity, all the different things that come together, it's going to make the company better. And I truly believe that in any industry. And you see that happening within small business, within, you know, large corporations, and across the board. So the more we can promote one another and our strengths, I think the better we will all be.
I am the man in the room. I'm here with Kate Delaney and Sharon Miller. She's the Managing Director, Head of Small Business for Bank of America. We're talking about the B of A Women Business Owner Spotlight, and we're talking about equality for women in the boardroom and the C-suite and throughout companies. And, you know, it's I hear you describing these changes, and I am as supportive of them as anyone, but I also know that there will be men that will be threatened by this conversation. How can we put other guys' minds at ease so that they understand that as there's more equality with women in the workplace, it's better for them too?
Well, I think it's better for everyone. I think the more we can do to represent the communities we serve, I think the better off we are. And the diversity of thought, the diversity of, background, all of that coming together makes for a better decision at the end of the day. And so I think all the way around. So it's not just men and women or background. It is all of us coming together to have the best answer and to move forward as a company or whatever you're doing in small business. I can tell you that today, STEM, so the science, technology, engineering, math, that has typically been more dominated by our male counterparts. And that was another question we asked. You know, what do you think over the next 20 years that would look like? And another resounding answer was that they thought that it would equal or outnumber the number of men in those types of fields. So that is powerful as well. I think we have such an opportunity to put the best and brightest minds against whatever issues or opportunities we have within business, within politics, within our economy. And the more we can do to promote that diversity of thought, I think the better. So I don't think it's a threat. I think it's actually helping everyone move forward.
Sharon, obviously to get the word out, you do interviews like this, you talk to other people in the media, but what else does Bank of America do to let people know some of what they're highlighting?
You know, we, you know, what we really, I mean, this survey, that certainly, I think, sparked a lot of interest when we talk about, you know, women versus men and how women are feeling. But I would tell you that we survey small business owners across the country because we serve 3 million small business owners. And we want to know, how are they feeling? What is happening in the economy? Every big business was a small business at some time. And so small business is really the growth engine of our whole economy. So I think everyone should be interested in how they're feeling. And I can tell you over the next 12 months, the outlook is optimistic, whether it comes to, you know, women-owned small businesses or male-owned, it doesn't matter. There is a positive outlook in the economy. There's still some concerns, right? There are still some concerns out there, even though people are generally upbeat. And I'll tell you that the concerns that continue to be a theme are around healthcare and corporate tax rates, both that we see being discussed a lot in Washington and at the forefront of our election and still remains a concern for small business owners.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned healthcare because I know in the report there was a lot of data that came out about things like maternity leave and hoping to make that something that's frankly better for women in the workplace, obviously, and I want to hear you address that. And also, I would love to hear what you learned about the differences between men and women and work-life balance.
Yeah, I think, you know, so maternity leave or paternity leave, just, you know, as people are starting families, whether it be, I mean, I know at our company, we don't just give benefits to, you know, maternity leave. There are fathers out there. This is a special time in anyone's life. And when it comes to family, you know, you can't do it over again. So be sure and take the time, right? I mean, that's once in a lifetime opportunity to bond with your child, whether a man or woman, and Bank of America obviously recognizes that as part of the benefits that we, you know, give to our employees, and it's very, very important. You know, the other question around work-life balance, I don't know that there's a optimal level of balance for any of us. And, you know, every day is a new day, at least this is how I feel, you know, and we have choices to make. And the beauty about being a small business owner is that, you know, when I talk to clients across the country, they love what they do. This is their life. And, you know, they can make choices like, I want to go to my daughter's play or I want to go to my son's soccer game. So I'll schedule that in without having to ask a boss because they are the boss. And so I think that's what gives small business owners such great, you know, scores, so to speak, of how they feel about their work and how it's inspiring and it empowers them and they feel fulfilled because they own their schedule, their destiny, and what happens. And frankly, they're creating a legacy for their family or their local community.
Yeah, boy, it's so interesting talking about 3 million businesses, small business owners, and then what they grow into, and of course, how their lives traverse through Bank of America. Obviously, they're like family to you. So I have to ask you this question. Since we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, well, you know, what keeps me up at night is, you know, it's my children and, you know, wanting them to have the best, of everything. In fact, my son and I last night, I got in from a trip and we had a nice conversation around, you know, his concern at school. And so, you know, of course my kids, my family, and that's everything to me. And, you know, loving what I do at work, I've got the best job in the world. I get to meet with business owners who love what they do, and I've got a great company that supports me. So you know, what keeps me up at night, it's just making sure that we are doing everything we can do to deliver for not only, you know, our clients, but me being the best mom I can be. I mean, I am a, you know, human being as much as, you know, our kids think maybe we're not, you know, we can do everything. Right. I have to remind my kids, I'm not super mom. I can't do everything, but I want to. Right. And so I think that's what keeps me up at night. I just wanting to do the best I can do and then having to balance the work life and family. I mean, it is, it's a constant everyday, you know, decision.
Sharon Miller, great answer. Managing Director, Head of Small Business, Bank of America. Thank you.
Thank you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To dive into some of those numbers, it's another edition of We Can Count here on ATN.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
11, 12.
What a way to start this. But Andrew Coffey, a 20-year-old pledge at Phi Kappa Phi, or Pi Kappa Phi, was found unresponsive Friday morning after attending a party the night before. He was a junior. He transferred to Florida State and was studying civil engineering. Sad, sad, sad story. They're indicating alcohol might have been involved, and the police are waiting on an autopsy. You think? Sad. Again. So they interviewed a bunch of people, and they're trying to determine if there could even be any charges. But Greek life suspension is in place right now, banning all new member events, council, chapter meetings, tailgates, anything social at the university. Very big Greek population there, and they decided that there needs to be a new normal for Greek life at the university, a new culture, and the students have to participate in it. They can't do what's been done in the past. They want to make a point to fraternities and sororities with the suspension, and so that's exactly what they're doing. As somebody who was part of Greek life when I was in school, and I was sort of the sorority and sorority girl, I guess, because I never thought that I would pledge one, first of all, because of all the things I had heard, but then I found some really great people, and it wasn't like that at all, as is often the case. Somebody builds up whatever it is and makes you think it's one thing, and then lo and behold, you go into something and it's completely different from what you assumed, because you know what they say about assumptions. But in the Greek like life that I was part of, at least in my particular house, there wasn't any of that tolerated, because there were some horrible things that had happened. Nobody died, but there were things that had happened before that were little over the line, so they were very, very careful about that. And, you know, there have been other terrible things. At Penn State, there was a 19-year-old who died following his first night pledging a fraternity, and that happened in February, and they kept showing him falling, including down a set of stairs. And, of course, it was heavy drinking involved. And then there was at Clemson, which is a great university, but happened in 2014, a 19-year-old fraternity pledge fell to his death when he was forced to walk along a narrow bridge railing in a hazing incident. And that's a lot of what it stems from, hazing. And good for Florida State, because realizing this is a nightmare, this is depressing, awful, sad, you know, again, crazy, crazy, crazy thing to happen to this kid, and then having to try to sort it all out. The Kevin Spacey odyssey has touched a lot of people with their jobs. You know, House of Cards is wildly popular. It's on Netflix. This was going to be the last season. They were filming the production of it, you know, so they were doing the production. But last week, Netflix cut ties with Spacey, who was an executive producer for the series, a day after there were these allegations of sexual harassment from even more current and former members of the House of Cards production staff. So now even they were saying things were happening with Kevin Spacey. But because of the shooting that goes on, meaning the footage they shoot and the storylines and the amount of people they employ, sometimes people forget that. It's not just the faces in front of the camera. But for Baltimore, they hired a lot of people. So it's interesting. I was just reading a story about this, and I know this because I know people that work in the industry from behind the scenes. And it's about 2,000 jobs that get knocked out. So for Baltimore, filming in and around the city, it's a huge production. It's big time for that city's economy. But, of course, the people that are part of the production staff that work on it, that means they all lose those jobs. See, it touches more than just one person. Now, they're talking about, and I don't know that they would do this, but there's conversation about, well, couldn't you just do House of Cards without Kevin Spacey? Couldn't it just go on? Couldn't you recast it? I don't think so. So much of it focused on him being the president and the nefarious things that he did and his wife to be in that position. I don't know that that would float. It would have to have a really incredibly well-written twist in the middle of it somewhere, somehow, to make that happen. So the end of House of Cards, pretty doomed. The river card just does not look good. Donald Trump was on his Asia tour, and this, of course, is a big story. And he was on... You know, on Wednesday, he issued a direct and personal warning, because think of the time change, to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, declaring that the weapons you're acquiring are not making you safer. They're putting your regime in grave danger. That's what he said in an address at South Korea's National Assembly in Seoul. He said in, you know, you look at what's happening, North Korea is not the paradise your grandfather envisioned. It's a hell that no person deserves, that no person deserves. And he avoided any kind of threats that he has said before, didn't do anything like that. But, you know, you think about Seoul, and here's your number, it's 35 miles from the border with the North. And, you know, there's no provocation, I don't believe, in what he's said, and it's a 13-day tour of Asia, so at no other point in this tour did he have this opportunity to lay out his plan to help secure American allies while pursuing trade policies, and that's one of the things that he certainly addressed, and he talked about the, American military support for South Korea, which has been a long-time thing, and talked about economically what's happening there. I said at one point, North Korea is a country ruled by a cult. At the center of this military cult is a deranged belief in the ruler's destiny to rule as apparent protector over a conquered Korean peninsula. The more successfully South Korea becomes, the more successful you'd discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the North Korean regime. Of course, Pyongyang was closely watching Trump's speech. North Korean officials who didn't identify themselves leaked all that information out. That's, I don't think, any kind of a surprise at all, because he was over there, and of course he's going to watch that. There have been some protests where Trump's gone, the president, but not giant protests necessarily, but some protesters outside of places where he's appeared and where he's jumped before the microphones. The Texas shooter, there's more conversation about his background. The man who killed more than 20 people at that Texas church outside of San Antonio in a small town apparently escaped from a mental health facility 5 years ago after sneaking guns onto an Air Force base and making threats against commanders. There's a police report that talks about Devin Patrick Kelly's escape from Peak Behavioral Health Systems in New Mexico. And that happened months after he was accused of abusing his ex-wife and her child. So that's, again, just more reasons why the Air Force messed up by not having him on the radar, so that he wasn't able to get those guns, because he wouldn't have been, according to Texas law, that would not have happened. By the way, as of Tuesday, 10 of the wounded are in critical condition. Boy, thoughts go our way to those families. My, oh, my. And more money's being raised. More money is being raised to bury some of these people, too. A funeral company has donated caskets because so many were killed in that massacre. We wrap up this hour of America Tonight and remind you, you can always reach out to us 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Just like that. Thanks for listening.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.